Writing songs for this album happened over the course of a couple of years, starting around 2013. Most of the songs on this record are written by myself and Jim Valance. And everyone knows Jim is the guy that I wrote most of my early work with, albums like Cuts Like a Knife and Reckless. We've been writing for various things, and one of them happened to be a film, or a kind of pilot for a film. And the director mentioned that he knew Jeff. I said, oh, I know Jeff. I know Jeff from years ago. He'd come to see me in Birmingham, in northern England, back in 87. And then we met again in the late 90s, I think in L.A. And I asked the director, I said, oh, do you know how to get in touch with Jeff now? He says, oh, yeah, I'll let him know you wanted to speak to him. Eventually, we got in touch, and I went to visit him, and we had a cup of tea, and we were talking. During those conversations, he said, hey, do you want to cut a song sometime? To which I said, yeah, that'd be fantastic. And that led to our first track, which is the song You Belong to Me. It was a song which Jim and I had written for that pilot TV series, which never came out. And when I heard what Jeff had done to the song, his production, I got really excited. It was amazing. The album was written in various places over the course of a couple of years. And majority of the songs were written wherever I was at the time, perhaps if I was on the road or even on holiday. Jim would have been sending his stuff from home. We'd get together periodically, or we'd pass ideas back and forth through the internet. He'd send me a verse, or I'd send him a chorus, and just back and forthing on email, and that's how most of them came together. Once we realized we were writing for this record, because we didn't actually realize we were writing for a record to begin with, I think once I heard the first track come back from Jeff, it wasn't long afterwards I mentioned to him that maybe we should think about doing a second song. And I had a few ideas and songs that Jim and I had put together, which I sent to him. Then a few weeks later, Jeff would call and say, I really like that song you sent me. Maybe we should work on it. So the songs and the sound of this record sort of came together simultaneously. It's Jeff's production of our songs. It's our demos that he's made into records. Eventually, once we started getting into it, I started thinking about, well, I wonder if Jeff would like this thing, or maybe we should write a chord with this kind of progression in it. So how it worked was I would send Jeff my demo, which would be a basic track of guitars and bass and drums and stuff. And then if he liked any of it, he'd keep it. If he didn't, he'd replay it. It was a really great collaboration in that sense. Even though we weren't in the studio all the time, I'd get a demo and he'd say, hey, listen, next time you're in LA, pop over and we'll put down a guitar. Or he'd say, you know, you need to do that vocal again. And sometimes when I'd send him a song, he'd go, no, that one's no good. Write another one. The way it all came together was just song by song. We had two or three songs and I said, how would you feel about doing a whole album? And he said, well, I don't know, because I've got my own album I'm doing. And I said, okay, well, you know, every now and then, if the song strikes you, then, you know, if you like doing it, then yeah, let me know. And we got to about six songs. And I called him up and I said, you know, I think it's going to sound like an album. How many more do you feel like doing? And, you know, he was like, oh, I'm doing my record. Let's see what happens. It just sort of came together very organically. And I think that the reason that there's an album here at all is that he liked the songs. That's it. So one by one, the songs came together. And one by one, the demos came together. Then one by one, the record came together. It's very difficult to compare this record to other albums I've made in the past because this album was very much sort of a collaboration between myself and Jim and the demos we were making and Jeff. When compared to my previous albums, which would have been a bigger team, more people, the full band in the studio, it's just different. So this album was kind of like a home project. I think that there's a real carefree feeling about the album as a result of it. Not to take anything away from the previous albums, because of course they're all what they are, but this album, it's hard to compare because it's the first time that I've made an album in such a unusual way of sort of sending tracks across the world on the internet and then having them come back as records. The songs were all quite short to start with, but What happened in the production process was that there was a lot of editing that was done and rearrangement. So what would start out as a 4-minute song sometimes would end up as 3.5 minutes. So the album's quite succinct and it's going to be great to play live. I'd say this album's probably is up there with my most rocking album I've ever made. I had one track called That's Rock and Roll, which I started with a friend of mine called Phil Thornalley, and I brought it to Jim, and Jim and I sat down and sort of rewrote it. Then I sent the demo I had to Jeff, and I'd done a long sort of outro to the song, and when I got it back, it was like 3.5 minutes. I was like, wow. But he'd also taken something I'd done in the reprise of the song, and he'd moved it up to the middle of the song and made it into a hook. So that was part of the process of making the record. This album is a collection of songs which is going to work really well live. There's one song, for example, that I wrote with Jeff called Do What You Gotta Do. And that song was written for the film American Hustle, actually. We put that song together for that. But it didn't make it in the film. But nevertheless, it's on the record. And I was kind of imagining this as a really good opening track for the show. This is the first time since the 80s that Jim Vallance and I have written a whole album together. We've written songs for a lot of my albums. I mean, we've written a lot of songs over the past 20 years for different things, but this is the first time it's been a whole album. And it was such a pleasure to do it again like that. In some ways, it might hark back to the 80s, but with Jeff's production, it brings a whole new dimension to what we're doing. But it's kind of like having the dream team for me. You know, working with Jeff and working with Jim, all of us together and making an album, it's ideal. And if you were to ask me if this is the kind of record I want to be making, does it express exactly what I'm feeling, etc., I would say absolutely. In fact, I'd like to go back and make another one right away. The album's called Get Up because the lyric Get Up occurs twice in the album in different lyrics. The first time it shows up is in Brand New Day. And the lyric is, get up, get up, get up. Hear what I say. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Go find a better way. Get up, get up, get up. It's a brand new day. The second time it occurs is in the song That's Rock and Roll. And the lyric there is, get up, this ain't a party till we start it. This ain't work until you're on your feet. I'm talking Buddy, I'm talking Elvis. You gotta shake it to the drummer's beat. That's rock and roll. And it seemed like a really short and simple title to remember. So I started with that as an idea and it seems to have stuck. So that's how the title came about. I expect the album will come out in October 2015, and then we'll be on tour pretty much for a couple of years to promote it and get the songs out to everybody. I'm on tour most of the time anyway. I go 2 weeks a month somewhere playing shows, and I've been doing it like that for probably 35 years now. I've been doing it for about 15 years now. And so that works out to be about 100 and something shows a year. And consistently we're always out. And it's good because it keeps everybody at home, but it also keeps everybody on the road. And it's a fine balance. I'm really looking forward to touring the new songs because I think the songs really speak for themselves. They're going to be great live. And I think the fans are going to really like them. I think a lot of people out there, for a lot of fans anyway, I think this is a record that they've wanted me to make for a long time. I wish I had made this record actually a long time ago. I wish I'd made this record 25 years ago. But it doesn't matter. As long as you make it, it's okay. But seriously, I'm looking forward to the live show, and it's going to be interesting to see how we put it all together. It's a very, very exciting time. The good points and the bad points of touring. Wow. Touring is exciting and it's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of people out here. You know, when I'm touring, I've probably got about 40 or 50 people on the crew, you know, when it's a full band show. And it's a big production, and it's a family. It's kind of like a circus. Not that I was ever in a circus, but if I ever was, I imagine it would be kind of like that. But the good points are that you get to play music every night, and I love to sing. That's my favorite thing. The bad points are really just being away from family and friends. But because of the way we do it, you know, it's only a couple weeks a month, so you get to go back and see everybody, and it's okay. There's a lot of places I want to see again on the next tour. In fact, there isn't anywhere I don't want to see. I want to get out there and play as many places as possible. So I expect that we'll be on tour a really long time. There are places, obviously, like the big cities that I want to play because I know that this is going to go over really well. And it's going to be a long tour. I got a feeling I'm going to be up a lot of nights. There's going to be a lot of white lines down the highway. Different countries do have different ways of reacting to the show. There really isn't one particular country that I like more than another one. They're all really good to play. It was interesting about 25 years ago when we were touring. It really was different going to different countries. In some cases, people didn't know how to react to concerts because they just never had any. For example, we were the first people to play in India, and we played the cricket stadium back in Bombay years ago. And when we were there the first time, everybody came out in most beautiful dresses, and you could tell the different religious sects. There was Hindu, and there was Sikh, and there was Krishna, and there was all these different people in the most beautiful, beautiful costumes and saris. Subsequently playing in India, it's never happened again. It only happened that one time. And I'm really glad I saw that. It was beautiful. There'd be groups of people in an orange dress, and then there'd be people in purple, and there'd be people in red, and people in white. And they were all together because they all came with their friends. Keeping inspired isn't tough because it's really about making music, and it's an exciting thing. I stay true to the thing that I know best, which is playing guitar and playing with my band. That's the inspiring thing. Every night when we get up there, people appreciating the music, appreciating the song, singing along. It's really an exciting thing to go out and perform. So that's what keeps everybody going, not just me. So if I'm to sum it up, really, it's just that I love to sing. I hope everybody enjoys this record because I think it's a great example of what I do. It's a great example of what kind of songs I love to sing. And I'm looking forward to being in everyone's town to show you how it goes. So I'll see you soon, and thanks for listening.